The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has a new leader. Most Reverend Joseph Kurtz is Archbishop of Louisville, Kentucky. The Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania native attended St. Charles Borromeo Seminary here in Philadelphia. He was ordained a priest in Allentown, where he served for 27 years. Bishop Kurtz has strong ties to our area, so I wanted to know how his group is helping the Philadelphia Archdiocese to weather the scandal involving pedophile priests.
The Bishops' Conference focuses very much on serving the voiceless and the vulnerable. And who would fit that more than victim survivors of the terrible sin and evil of sexual abuse? It's sad to find that in history, in especially over these last number of decades, that terrible things have come to light. I guess it was 2002, Joanne, that in that June, we had a meeting of the bishops after many of these things came to light through, thank God, the reporting of the media. And in the process, developed a charter. Now, that charter for safe environment has guided us now for going on 12 years. And that has become literally a blueprint that each diocese has used in order to develop safe environment, addressing the needs of victims, being involved in some very hard decisions such as zero tolerance.
The Survivors Network of those abused by priests, on their website, they are calling your appointment disappointing and that they think you might be just as, quote, bad as your predecessor, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, in doing a terrible job of protecting young people. One of the things they're saying is that you're refusing to join the ranks of about 30 U.S. bishops who've posted on their websites the names of proven, admitted, and credibly accused child molesting clerics. A simple, inexpensive, proven public safety measure, that's something you're refusing to do.
Well, Joanne, let me say this. I certainly stand by the record that I just mentioned. We have publicly addressed issues in which there was any credible effect. We've talked to a very active review board that we have here within the Archdiocese, and we stand ready to cooperate with the law. So all the things that legally are required, and in fact, the charter goes beyond what is required of the law, we make every assurance that if there is a credible attempt, we have removed that person from ministry, and of course, there's a public nature to that. So I stand behind that. And by the way, I also stand behind, I think, the efforts that Cardinal Dolan has made, which I'm glad to stand with him on it.
When you guys get together, the bishops talk amongst yourselves, just between you and me, Bishop Kurtz. Do you guys look at Philadelphia and go, oh, my goodness?
Oh, you know what? I went to seminary for 9 years, Joanne, in Philadelphia. I love it. I love the Church of Philadelphia. I think it's a great church. Have we all had to deal with problems? Well, of course, we've had to deal with issues of the movements of people, as you know. And here in Louisville, we've had to create new parishes while at the same time attending very carefully to people who remain in areas that used to be much more solidly Catholic in the sense of numbers. So it's a great pastoral challenge, as in the United States, there are so great many movements of people. I spoke about that recently. And that often is a cause for making what I would call good stewardship decisions. But by all means, I have great admiration for Philadelphia, as I do, of course, for Louisville, Kentucky, my home.
Well, Bishop Kurtz, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Oh, I'm happy to talk with you, Joanne. Thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
The Most Reverend Joseph Kurtz is the new president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop of Louisville, Kentucky, and a former Philadelphian.